Okay, so Gillian has explained to us how God's name is special. It's holy. It's a name that the Jewish religion won't speak. They won't even say God's name. It's so precious. But at Christmas time in the church, we get another name. God shares another name with us, and it's this one here. So God promises way before Mary and Joseph and Jesus, he promises that this woman, this young lady, will conceive and give birth to a son. She'll have a baby boy, and she'll call him Emmanuel. Anyone know what that means? God with us, choir knows. God says part of who he is, part of his name, his character, is that he wants to be with us. Now, we see that, don't we, at Christmas time, whenever Jesus comes. And Jesus is another name that God gives us, especially this time of year. Angel speaks to Joseph, who's going to get married to Mary, and he says this, she will give birth to a son. You're to call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. That's what Jesus means. God saves. So another name and another meaning. I think when we think of our names kind of suit us, don't they? Craig's Craig and Natalie's Natalie. You couldn't be anything else. God is like that. God's name shows us who he is. He is God. He is God with us. He is Jesus because he will save us from ourselves and all the horrible things in the world. Guys, this is why Christmas is so special. It's why we have it every single year. It's why all our Christmas carols are about Jesus, because he is the way God has shown himself to the world. I know lots of you know that in church. We come every week, don't we? We love Jesus. We want to be more like him. We listen very carefully when he speaks, because he's the center of not just Christmas, but everything. He's God's gift to us, not just at Christmas, but every single day of the year. Christmas is just the time when we really choose to remember him and try to live his way. Now, we're going to pray about that. We're going to sing, and then we're going to go for tea and coffee. Okay, let's pray. Father, we've heard this morning that your name is special. It's holy. There's no other name like it. Father, we've heard that you've told us your name like a friend would introduce themselves. Father, we've heard the name Jesus. He comes to us with all your might and power and glory, and it gets wrapped in skin and swaddling cloths. Father, if that doesn't warm our hearts, we might be in trouble this morning. But many of us feel it. We feel the joy of that thought that you, the great big God, have come so close to us and you've loved us like no one else. So, Father, as we would sing of these things this time of year, as we give gifts and receive them, as we celebrate birthdays and the like, we pray that in all of that joy, we would remember your joy. His name is Jesus. He's our friend. And we pray, of course, in his name. Amen.